It's Thursday, September 28th. Time for Campus Connection. I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis. Hi, Burns.
Hi, Kelly. We've been growing fins this week.
and needed, for sure. Great to see the rain. Hey, let's begin with a pending changing of the guard at the University of Oklahoma.
Yes, OU President David Bourne announced his retirement effective next June. And all of us, David has been a good friend since we were in law school. He's just done a wonderful job, really, everywhere he's been. All of us at OSU commend him for his remarkable career, especially at OU. But, of course, his governor, senator, legislator, he's done about all of it. I just think when I think of his leadership and success at OU, the word epic comes to mind. He's also been a good friend and collaborator for higher education here in Oklahoma, a wonderful partner with Oklahoma State. You know, both his parents graduated from Oklahoma State, so he has a soft spot in his heart there. He always seems to want what's best for Oklahoma and all its citizens. So we just applaud his incredible career of public service.
Burns, let's turn to the arts at OSU and some big news from the Music in Gardens event last weekend.
Did we ever? Of course, we had this Music in the Park, which was at the Botanic Park on the west side of town here. Some call them Botanical Gardens, but they call it Botanic Gardens here. But anyway, we had lots of performances and great food and great fun. But the big announcement was that Ann and Mike Greenwood have given the lead gift to name the new home for our music program. And this will enable us to start on the construction of the new music facility, which will be right next to the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. It'll be the Michael and Ann Greenwood School of Music. And it will house a variety of music laboratories, classrooms, rehearsal spaces, and premier teaching studios. And, of course, all of the great performances that we're going to bring to Oklahoma State at the McKnight Center will also enable those our students to have master classes with those world-class musicians and performers. Mike and Ann have been two of OSU's most loyal contributors, giving to a number of areas, especially areas that other people don't tend to support, like the band and the Greenwood Tennis Center, which is one of the top collegiate facilities in the nation. Their gift will enable us to realize one of our longstanding goals of building a music facility that will be second to none.
From a building that will be to a building that is, you'll be in Tulsa tomorrow, Burns, for a christening of sorts.
Yes, we'll hold a public dedication for the new AR and Mary Louise Tandy Medical Academic Building. It's located on the campus of the OSU Center for Health Sciences, and you can't miss it. It's very orange. It's the hallmark of this fantastic new medical education building is that it is Oklahoma's largest hospital simulation center. It features simulator mannequins that can replicate what our students will see in the real world as physicians. This new facility will help us recruit, educate, train, and engage more primary care doctors to serve Oklahoma's communities, something our state desperately needs. You ought to go over there, Kelly. I mean, you can deliver a baby. You can rescue someone in an emergency situation, perform surgery. It's really an amazing facility, and it will be available for use by medical providers from Tulsa and all over our state.
I'll be there, but I doubt anybody wants me to deliver a baby. Hey, finally, Burns, OSU football players are saddling up for a trip to West Texas and a rebound game with Texas Tech.
A rebound, indeed. Of course, the TCU game was a disappointment, but I know the Cowboys will come back when they go out to Lubbock to play Saturday night. Go Pokes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.